This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Malab Keen, everyone. This is Deese, the host of The Social Hour, inviting you to come join me every Sunday at the Riddler Piano Bar for the Social Hour Comedy Showcase. We bring comics from all over America to entertain you every single Sunday in the heart of downtown Spokane. You can find the show at 718 West Riverside Avenue every single Sunday at 8 p.m. So after you praise the Lord like I do all Sunday, didn't get struck by lightning? Great. Come on down and join us every single Sunday, guys. And for more information, go to socialhourpod.com and check out The Social Hour every single Wednesday from Pants Pending Studios.
This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I've produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience podcast here on the Pants Pending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
You're now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
If I was gonna guess, child porn.
Get ready for the Social Hour!
Live from a rundown hotel in Butte, Montana, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, comedian Michael Glatzmeyer and round of the game Happy Endings. And now your host. Today, he found out that an upgraded room at a Motel 6 means you get a microwave that doesn't work and a comforter with minimal cigarette burns in it. Deese Casillas.
Malab Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am here. We're broadcasting live from beautiful Butte, Montana. I'm here with Michael Glatzmeyer. What's up, buddy?
Hey, it's so beautiful here.
They upgraded us in our room at this Motel 6 in Butte, Montana, which I think means you get a microwave in your room that doesn't work and comforters with cigarette hole burns in them. And in the parking lot, there's literally like a chop shop. There's a garage over there in this parking lot of this hotel, and I don't know what it's for. There's just dudes randomly working on cars in a garage.
And this is at the hotel, by the way.
This is part
of the hotel. Yeah. They have shirtless men with tattoos working on cars.
So I think, yeah, I don't know what that is exactly.
I think, so this is an 8 or 9 day run we've been on. This is the first motel we stayed at where I said, Deese, I'm going to bring all of my things inside. Like, I don't feel safe leaving them in the car.
It's been an interesting run. It's been fun. We've been all over Montana in some crazy fucking places. Michael's leaving the show now. We've been on the road for 9 days, something like that. We've been on Livingston, Bozeman, Missoula.
Whitefish,
Polson, Haver. We're in Butte now doing a show at a brewery. Brewery looks cool. Good beer. We were getting drunk there earlier. So
it's 3 o'clock right now.
It has been quite a show, though, or quite a week. Man, traveling. First day, we drove 9 hours to Haver, Montana.
through treacherous snow. There were deer. And then we got to Havre, Montana, and because our comedy careers are going stellar,
we are
just gangbusters.
Taking off. That's your career is going well when you perform in every town in Montana that has less than 2,000 people.
Yeah, like that's a big town in Montana, is 2,000 people. And but the nice thing is half the town comes out to see your show.
You're coming to Iowa. Oh, by the way, sorry, we're broadcasting on my site while we're filming this podcast.
Oh, yeah, we're cross-promoting. So this is streaming live on Michael's You Now site, and then this will come out as a podcast for the Social Hour tomorrow. I'll put it out tomorrow. It's supposed to come out today, usually new episodes every Wednesday, but we've been on the road.
And I was actually just in Ohio area, and we can't actually talk too much about it right now until everything's settled, but we should be back out in that way towards
spring.
Yeah, spring area. So we'll be coming to Ohio. We're planning a huge trip right now, which I'm excited to talk about here in the next month. I can't really say much about it right now.
But details soon. I don't know how I'm supposed to look at the camera or you.
We can just look wherever we want. I mean, there's... Not too many people. So you're reaching out to Tic Tacs. We got in the room and I forgot I had Tic Tacs that I set on the table. And for a second, you know how like when you forget you're on the phone and you're like, where's my phone at? And you start freaking about. I forgot I got Tic Tacs and set them on the table. So when I turned around and saw a package of Tic Tacs. I got excited. I was like, oh, this hotel room gives you open Tic Tacs.
You were going to brush your teeth.
I couldn't find my toothpaste. It was our first night on the road. Our first night on the road, and I was like, I can't find my toothpaste. And D sees me grabbing Tic Tacs and my toothbrushes, and he's like, "What are you going to do?" And I'm like, "I'm going to brush my teeth and then just shove Tic Tacs in my mouth."
He's gonna brush his teeth with two Tic Tacs. Like, I guess it's kind of the best way you can go.
It's the best way.
So we did a lot of shows. What was Michael? What was your favorite show we did so far?
It's so hard because last night was pretty fun, but Whitefish, when you sell merch, so we're poor comedians, you know,
I'm pretty well.
Yeah, he's pretty wealthy, but I'm broke as shit. Whitefish, the crowd was great, and I was really awesome being at Boring Town, but the people are great, and we sold a lot of t-shirts, and it was just a fun show. Overall,
yeah, it was good. That was a fun show. I liked Livingston personally. Little small town Livingston, Montana was great. The crowd is awesome. There are a bunch of girls in the front row. It was digging it. Are there people still watching this?
Yeah, no, I'm very confused. About the people, they come in and out.
Can we take callers?
I don't have enough people. I don't have enough people in the chat. So the You Now site I'm on right now, it's a fun site. I used to broadcast on there a lot, and I started building all these followers and where I reached a lot of people, and then I just kind of ignored the site.
Just the people.
It was so bad because I had a few broadcasters on You Now who said, "Why aren't you broadcasting anymore?" Yeah. They're like, it's been 6 months. And they're like, that's dumb. They're like, you have all of this fan base you build, and now you're kind of like, forget you, Todd. And Todd got emotional. Todd started crying. He's like, man. Is it me? Sorry, why aren't you on anymore? And
sorry, Todd.
So I went from being somebody who was getting like 100 views a show to I have to build my fan base back up. Because that's the thing about being a performer. I mean, you know, you run this podcast. Could you picture if you just ignored your podcast for 6 months and try to get back into it?
Yeah, no one would listen anymore. Yeah, consistency is key. Also, good content. So speaking of content, let's pretend like we're doing a podcast for a while. So this has been, it's been a nice trip. It's been fun. We've been to a lot of places. We went to Yellowstone Park. That was cool. we go to Yellowstone. We decided we're going to go spend it because Livingston is like 40 minutes from Yellowstone Park. We got a whole day. So we decided we're going to go down to Yellowstone. And before we even get to the park, like we see this baby deer, and then there's its mom, and then there's, well, I assume its mom could have been a babysitter.
And we freaked out. We looked like idiots because people in this town are used to these deers and just elk walking around. Like, their grocery store just has, like, you can, like, 10 elks outside.
Yeah, there was a gazelle in the produce aisle picking out limes. They said it was making guacamole tonight.
It's kind of funny because you, like, go in and you see all these elk around you, and then you go in and you, like, buy elk to take home and cook that night.
You're like, I could have just hit one.
You're walking by with, like, elk burgers. Yeah, like, just like, hey, guys.
Sorry. Like, too soon.
Too soon. Yeah. That was my brother.
Rick. Oh, man. Yeah, there was elk everywhere. And they're like, literally, we see some deer. And then all of a sudden, we drive into the block, and there's this whole herd of elk in a parking lot of an abandoned apartment complex. And we see buffalo, and there's, like, all these animals. And then we go, like, we're going to go into the park. We pay $35 to get into the park. And we're there for hours. We don't see one fucking animal. Nothing. No, there's no fucking animals. No moose, no bear, no wolves. I'm like, I think it's a scam.
Yeah.
Like, they put these animals outside the park just to make you think, oh, this is what's outside the park. Imagine what's going to be inside the park.
We got excited. We literally saw all this, and we're like, oh, this park, we're going to see bears.
I might see a Tyrannosaurus Rex. I don't know. Yeah. This might turn into a Jurassic Park situation if we're lucky. And then nothing. We saw nothing. We saw one little chipmunk, and that's it.
Well, we did see remember that coyote?
Oh, on the way up,
there's a coyote. And we got so excited about this coyote. And we step out of the car, and we just step into the largest pile of mud. Like, we're on a road trip, by the way, so we didn't bring the proper clothes for walking through mud. And
it's like 3 degrees out in a foot of mud, and I'm wearing Chuck Taylors and the only pair of jeans I brought. And I know everyone's like, oh, look at this city boy over here. Yeah, a bunch of queers over here. Like, oh, take it easy, man.
It was pretty cool. It was fun before we got in, but
park,
a lot of steam holes there.
A lot of steam holes. There's some steam holes.
The bald eagle.
The bald eagle. Yeah, they release a bald eagle as soon as you go over the bridge.
Yeah, I think they release it. It's a robotic bald eagle.
I think it's just a drone with wings on it.
It's like right when you first enter the park, you see a bald eagle, and we're pretty sure that just happens to get people
excited. You cross the river to go into the park. And, like, as soon as we cross the river, this bald eagle flies right over our car. I'm like, dude, either Trump's right and this America's great again, or, like, this is fake. They just, like, this is a fake eagle.
What makes me more angry, I think, about the entire situation is a day after I looked on Facebook and there was people posting about how they went to Yellowstone and saw 5 bears.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, yesterday I went to Yellowstone. I saw a mom and a dad bear walking around holding hands, feeding their little babies elk jerky.
Teaching them how to ride a bike.
Teaching them how to ride a bike. You know,
life in the Russian circus. The
things that bears do. Yeah, it was. And I was so angry. You hate that when you see other people post. You know, like when you see the person, they get the new iPhone and you still have the iPhone 3.
Yeah, I still got a Nokia flip phone.
I've
still got like a rotary phone. I'm like,
did you know my front tooth is actually not real? I broke this one right here.
It's not real?
Yeah, you can tell it's half colored. It's not just from brushing my teeth with Tic Tacs. I broke half of my phone out on the first touch screens.
Yeah.
Back in my day, you know, they had like the fat and you like flipped them open still and you had
keyboard.
A keyboard still. So it was in my pocket and I don't know why. I went to go like fan myself off with my hoodie. And I hit myself in the mouth.
Jeez, how heavy was this thing?
They were heavy. like we went from being from brick phones to like small flip phones. So then they tried to come out with the first touch screen and those became back to the brick phones. And I broke my tooth out halfway. And I went to the dentist the next day and I told him what happened. And he thought I was lying. He thought I was just making up a story. He's like, no, there's no way. He goes, and my girlfriend at the time was with me. He goes, you can tell me the truth. Did she do anything to you? he's just joking, but he's like, do you need help? Blink once. Okay, blink twice. But the worst part is after I broke it out, I ran to the bathroom. I started coughing really hard and freaking out, and they're cracking up laughing. My girlfriend and her brother at the time just start laughing.
It's not her brother anymore.
Not her brother. Well, I go. So those two people were laughing, and her mom comes out, runs to the bathroom, sees what's wrong with me, and sees that half my tooth is missing. And she comes out and yells. She goes, "Why are you guys laughing?" They're like, "What?" They're like, "He broke half of his tooth." And they go, "Oh my gosh, whatever. We didn't know that. We just thought he was choking."
Like, the choking is fine, but
well, like, that's much better. Like, oh, he's dying, but that's okay.
The phones used to be huge, man. The I'd like to get a graph and find out the amount of time cell phones now people spend on a cell phone actually talking to people on the phone versus how much time they spend watching porn on their phone. Like, what do you think the ratio is? It's got to be like...
I don't know. What about you, Todd? What?
Yeah, how much time do you spend watching porn on your phone, Todd? This. Yeah, it's what, like, I strictly don't use my phone for that reason. I refuse to. But.
Yeah, I mean, it's so crazy because, I mean, I feel like people are so attached to their phone. And yeah. I talk about the same, I'm one of them. Like, I get in so much trouble. I don't know how often people listening to this or people watching, you know, use their phone. But, look, this was a three-hour drive here, and you were on the phone the entire 3 hours while driving.
I didn't even look out the front window.
Yeah, okay, Deese drives with his knees while looking at his phone.
Yeah.
And I did not see him look up, and somehow with his knees, he's still... turning and like
car.
Like still like doing air, and I'm like, and he looks at it as talent. I still
look at his fear.
I don't trust it.
No, I can drive. I'm a professional driver. I'm really good at it. That's why. So I have I drink a little bit.
I drink.
And listen, part of why I drink is because if you practice everything drunk, when you're sober, you're way better at it.
Hey, please, everybody listening, please don't take this advice. I'm asking everyone.
It's not for everyone. I am a heavyweight. I think I should. I wish they would issue heavyweight cards where, like, most people get pulled over. It's a .08. And that's like, you have to go, you know, that's your limit for drinking. Me, I should get like a point, like 1.4.
So do you think they should have like a drunk driver test?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where somebody gets in a car with you and they get to see how you are.
How you drive drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually did that one time. So I actually, years ago, when I lived in California still, I think we were talking about this the other day, my friend owned a racetrack. And they owned, they did a driving school, and they had like a defensive driving school, and, you know, where there's like puddles of water and what to do if you start hydroplaning, and like people pop out and you have to dodge them, and it's like fake people, they don't throw like, you know, Mexican immigrants into the road and you have to dodge them, you know, like it's fake people. So this girl I knew used to always give me shit because I'd have a couple drinks and go home, don't do that, not people in the listening. And she'd give me shit, and I said, I guarantee me drunk is a better driver than you sober. So
you raced the sober person.
So right? We went to this track. I set it up and we got there, and she was sober. I got drunk, and then we did this, you know, where you have to parallel park and squeeze through and do 5-point turns and dodge obstacles that pop out at you. And I fucking aced it, and she did shitty. And I'm like, see, me drunk, I am still a better driver than you are sober.
Man, that's I'm not.
But you don't even drive.
Yeah, nobody, you guys don't even know that. I don't have my driver's license.
they're not asking you for a ride. It's okay.
Yeah. What's hey, Katie. Up, Katie? How are you doing? This is my friend East. We're podcasting right now. The free hotel Tic Tacs.
Hotel Tic Tacs.
Yeah,
that's
man.
What happens when you got a career like ours?
This has been, it's been a great tour. It's been great traveling. I mean, the cool part is we get to do a lot when we travel. And we love it. Like I said, we've been on the road for, you know, a few weeks now. And it's tiring.
We're good, Katie. Thank you. She's inviting people to watch a broadcast. Cool.
Oh yeah, they do that, and usually people don't come.
Being on the road has been, it's been great. You get to meet a lot of people, hit new breweries. Every town we've gone to, we've met great people and had fun. Mm-hmm. Montana is great for that. People want to hang out. They want to get to know you. We live in Spokane now, and that's like the big city to people in Montana, which is weird.
Yeah, like people will tell them, they're like, oh, I could never live in a big city like Spokane.
Yeah.
I'm like, Spokane? Are you kidding? You think that's a big city? Like, if I went to like Seattle or New York and was like, yeah, I live in a big city, Spokane, yeah, they'd say, yeah, no wonder you can do weed there. Because you're just high.
Katie says Spokane is not a big
city. Katie, where are you from?
Yeah, where do you live,
Katie? Where do you live, Katie?
I grew up in L.A., and Michael's from Seattle, so we definitely know big cities.
Yeah.
Houston.
I'm from Houston. Wait, isn't...
All right. Houston's a big city.
Yeah, how many people are in...
Actually, Houston's like the third biggest city in America now, or one of the fastest-growing cities in America.
Spokane is how big?
About 550,000 people.
500, and that's not like Spokane itself. That's like all the little towns around it too.
Yeah,
like we count those.
When you say people, do you mean Mexicans, Katie?
There's too many people here.
You can say it. I'm Mexican. It's okay.
Yeah, I won't
hold it against you. The Houston. She says no. She said yes. Katie said yes.
Katie said yes, podcast listeners. I know you can't see Katie for a sponsor on you now, but she's
said wearing
yes.
A Make America Great hat again. She's on her way to get some tiki torches and visit a rally,
probably. Her t-shirt just has a picture of a wall on it.
it's not really like, good. Not like Pink Floyd. Not that kind of wall. No, we're kidding. Katie said no, there's not. I was in Houston. Actually, I find myself in Houston regularly because I go to Central America a lot, and that sounds weird, but it's a great place to vacation. And you go through customs in Houston. The funny thing is, every time I come back through customs in Houston, I've been in Central America for weeks. I am super tan. My Latin blood comes out. I haven't shaved, so I look swarthy. Like, I look like a terrorist. My hair is all crazy. And they have these little kiosks you go up to, and you just scan your passport, right? You just scan your passport, and they, most people, it takes a picture of them, and you just, it just goes through. They just, like, big green thumb, like, go for it. You're good. You're American. Then every single time I go through, I go up and scan my passport. Last name Casillas comes up, takes a picture of my face. Big giant X. And, like, you need to see an attendant. And I always have to talk to TSA and security. And last time I was there, this lady, I literally just pack a backpack, right? Like, I have one bag. It's the same backpack. It's this backpack. This camo backpack. I take this. I pack this. And I go for weeks. I wear the same board shorts the entire time I'm there. A couple pairs of shirts and some sandals. That's all I take. And I don't raise nothing. And she's like looking at my passport and looking at all the dates and where I've been. I was in like Panama and Costa Rica. And she's like looking at all this and looking at when and where and how long we've gone for. She's like looks at me. She goes, "Where's all your stuff?"
And you're like, "That's it."
I'm like, "What?" She goes, "Where's all your stuff?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" She goes, "You've been gone for weeks, and you're telling me you just brought that backpack with you?"
So this is going to sound really cheesy, but Natasha packs for me. Like, she packs my clothes because I don't... I mean, I don't know if every guy's like this, or I don't know if there are some girls maybe are like this too, but when you're a guy, we don't try to pack a bunch of stuff.
No, I don't pack anything.
When I go on a trip with Natasha, she'll be like, "We don't have that much stuff." I'm like, we have more than four bags. That's too much stuff. She's like, yeah, but we're gone for 9 days. And for 9 days, it's not too much. I'm like, no.
Dude, I just don't need underwear for 9 days.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been wearing the same pair.
No, I just don't wear any.
Oh, yeah, I just go just, commando. Just,
yeah, go commando. Dude, I wear board shorts the entire time. And I wear the same sandals. I bring a couple shirts and tank tops. And that's it.
I always pack way too much. Yeah, okay, for girls, though. Yeah, I mean, but that's what I mean, Katie. For 9 days, how many pants and shirts do you think you guys bring for, like, it, okay, you're going for 2 weeks. You're on the road for 2 weeks, Dees. How many pairs of pants and how many pairs of t-shirts do you bring?
I brought one pair of jeans.
One pair of jeans.
That's the only thing. I've been wearing the same pants the entire time. I brought like three shirts and I changed socks. I changed socks because feet get funky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So socks and underwear are the one thing I bring a lot of. I do bring a lot of socks. If I'm gone for 9 days, I actually will bring 10 pairs of socks.
Hold on. Someone joined the...
Magic.
It says magic every month. I thought that said magic every mouth.
What's that? Thank you, Raul, for becoming a fan. Magic every...
magic every month. Hi, Magic. Thank you for joining us.
Magic. It's because the magic only happens once.
Yeah.
A month.
Once a month.
Once a month.
Katie... Yo, sorry for your boyfriend. Katie said she packs two bags. I at least bring two bags. And if that's if you're gone for, what, 2 days?
Yeah. she needs a bag a day.
A day.
I go through six outfits a day.
Magic every mouth. She's writing. She's an author.
Yeah, she's a really good author. She Magic every month is actually, I think, the title of your book, isn't it? She has five books that she's released.
Okay.
She would be a cool person to bring up. And right now our internet's sucking, so it might glitch if I bring somebody up. By the way, please, guys, like up, share the broadcast. I post all of I need to stop saying posted. So Natasha got me a book to help me with our speech.
Yeah.
And we got robbed last year. That was the only thing they didn't take. Okay. Like, it was funny. It was all wrapped up and stuff, and that's the one thing they left.
Like, we're good with that.
And she gets so angry because I say stuff like posted or like I add stuff like I don't need.
Yeah. Katie, Magic, yes, we're touring right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been on tour for a couple weeks. We're in Butte, Montana right now.
Because we made it big.
Yeah.
We made it big.
We're performing at a brewery this evening. Actually, it's been good. We've had really great shows. So I mean, honestly, it's been an awesome tour. I think I can't complain.
I think there was only one show we didn't really enjoy. I won't name the place.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't bad. It was just.
Does anyone live here? Yes, Magic. People live in Montana.
They're just hidden.
They're just they're like the Morlocks in the time machine. They're just underground, hidden, and making the system keep moving, keeping everything pleasurable for the Eloys up above.
I heard a lot of famous people move to Montana and Idaho.
And yeah,
from Montana and Idaho, they'll get a house out there because it's the one place.
Oh, I just have to say,
get bothered.
I have to say, I hope Magic, as an author, appreciates my H.G. Wells reference.
I don't read, so I don't understand it.
But yeah,
I remember you, Tiger.
There's a lot of people in Montana. It's the thing is, like, what people don't realize is in the bigger cities too. You can do bigger cities, and we do Seattle and Portland. There's other big cities we do. But there's so many shows and so much to do in those places that it's almost harder to get people to come to your show. When you do a small, I mean, like we're in Butte, which is, you know, I don't even know, less than 10,000 people probably. But it's a small town and everyone wants to come to the show. So the show's mm-hmm. packed, not much goes on. So they appreciate it and they love it. And they're ready to have a great time, you know, and the circus only comes to town occasionally. In Butte, Montana.
Well, for example, we were in Bozeman last night, and the venue is a really cool
venue. Yeah, we were at the Rialto in Bozeman. That was a nice...
Yeah, the only thing weird was when they tried to do the switching over of the lights. before my set.
Oh, yeah. There's a lighting technical issues.
But, I mean, people really go out to have fun and enjoy these shows. I don't know how to set one up. Well, we'll talk to you about it. We'll just a lot of Googling and having a product. Like, you have a book, but I actually took a workshop that was really cool that said your book, or if you're an author, your book, if you're a comic, your comedy is not your product. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not your product. You have to offer more than just...
Yeah, like I sell Herbalife after shows.
Yeah, he sells
Herbalife. If you guys need any supplements, yeah. It really helps with joint pain and inflammation. it helps. It's a better source of fuel for your vehicle, make your car more gas efficient.
Honestly, if we went to these venues, and what I mean by product is if we went to these venues and they didn't think more people were going to come,
yeah,
then they wouldn't book us. So that's how you get booked, is you say, hey, I have something that's going to be good for your venue.
Yeah, you kind of have to have a... I mean, we've got a pretty good kind of... I guess I'd call it a media package we put together. Where we pitch our... You know, we've done a couple tours now. Each one gets longer. So we have kind of a track record of showing successful, you know, showing where we've been. And then I put our website links and pictures, promo pictures and stuff. So people see it and they, you know, it proves there's some... You know, there's a track record there that they want to.
Do you think there's only Tiger and Magic right now? Is there a game you think we can play?
A game?
Yeah.
What kind of game do you want to play?
No, I don't. I mean, this is a little bit different than most podcasts, yeah. Maybe, right? Because we're just...
We can play a game. I don't know. What do you want to play? Magic, do you want to play? Do you want to play a game? Bitch, that sounds please. Creepy. Bitch, please. Do you want to play Bitch, please? And that sounds worse than it is. We don't mean that in a derogatory way. It's a game where I am known to complain a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
And I can make anything, like people give me a challenge and they tell me what they... something you could never complain about. And then I find a way to complain about it. Like, you know, free steak dinner or winning the lottery or something like that. Do you guys... we could play that.
Yeah.
Or we could play happy endings.
What is happy? Oh.
Happy endings is where you guys give us a bad scenario. Something like you just got fired from your job and we have to spin it to tell you why it's good.
Ooh,
now.
I do want to do that, but maybe you say how it gets better and I say how it gets worse.
Let's just make it better. We want to play.
And Dixie just came in here. Dixie's a really cool person too. Well, let's try that. Magic, she's a author.
You're an
she's
author. You got stuff, Magic.
She's
so
good at spitballing stuff.
You can do.
So here's what it is. So he is just saying, give us something terrible that happened, right?
Right. It doesn't have to be terrible. Just a bad scenario. Something, you know. And then we will find a way to make it good. Get a happy spin on it. A happy ending.
Yeah, we'll put a happy spin on it. So Magic, Dixie, who's ever in the room, Tiger, what is something we could try to put a happy twist? What happened
to you guys recently? I used to call this game Silver Linings, but then happy Endings is
a better
name.
Because that's like, some people, they put a post on YouTube or Facebook, and when they do that, you have to sometimes put like a dirty sounding title.
Yeah.
Or put somebody showing cleavage in the picture and then have it be nothing about that.
It gets a little more attention then. Magic says she's game. You got to throw something.
Yeah, throw something. Remember, we're podcasting. We got to do it quickly.
So we're filling time here.
Yeah.
Filibustering.
Filibustering.
She's inviting people.
She's inviting people. Yeah. Don't worry. All of this, all the bad parts of this podcast will just cut out.
Yeah, I don't edit anything.
Oh, shit. Never mind. That's
God. Ditsy, Daniel Wade, yeah.
Remember when we did Andrew's podcast together? Yeah. And he was getting so angry because he does edit his, and he's like, guys, you can curse, but you can't say certain things. I mean,
I hit the record. Yeah. I kept saying every dirty... Okay, Magic said her house caught on fire. Make it a happy ending. Well, Magic, that one's pretty easy. The good news is you don't have to pay rent anymore.
That's great news.
Rent is probably expensive. I don't know where you live, but it's got to be at least, you know, $600-$700 a month. And when you move, it'll be so much easier because all that shit, you don't have to move that shit anymore, all the stuff you had. You don't have to move.
Well, think about the great part. Now she's outside. It's cold. She has a way of keeping warm.
All right, guys, and that is all of the show that week. The file got full. We've been recording a bunch of stuff all week, so we cut off early. But check out Dee's comedy. Go to /calendar. Check out all the dates coming up. Lots of live dates coming up. Michael and I have some more stuff planned, so keep an eye peeled for all of that. Goodness, guys, make that happen. That'll be fun. And yeah, that's it. Go to pantspenny.com. Check out all the shows on the network. Go to Patreon on Pants Penny, and you know, kick in a couple bucks, man, so we can keep doing this for you. All right, I gotta get out of here. I'm gonna go do other things, but have a good one, guys, and I'll see you next week.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!